Now, the trick to flying up into the wonderful world of feel-good requires nothing more than starting to think about wants instead of don't wants. Take, for instance, the thought, I don't want to get the flu. Okay, where is your focus? It's smack on what you don't want. So that's how you're vibrating. Or take something like, I don't want to drive this old car anymore. Okay, so you want a new car, but where's your focus? Your focus is on the old car. And if you just happen to be focusing on how much money you don't have to buy a new car or fix the old one, watch how the two come together like bees to honey. The old car breaks down, no money in the bank to fix it. A strong feeling of, I don't want my child to get hurt, is a great vibrational prelude to an accident. I don't want to be ripped off. I don't want to make a mistake. I hate war. All things you want to change, yeah, except that your focus has included them in your vibration. Focus on what you don't want. Watch it get bigger. Even more tricky, though, is when we're saying want, but vibrating don't want, like so. I want out of this relationship. I want a job that pays better. I want to get out of debt. We must stop the rainforest destruction. Where's your focus? Always ask yourself, where's your focus? In each of those, it's on what you don't want, not on what you do want. So just remember, if what you're saying or thinking makes you feel like sailing to the heavens in sheer delight, you're into a want. Major green flag. However, if it feels as if you've just stepped into a soggy, dark cloud, you're into a don't want, a major red flag. In fact, if it gives you any sort of feeling other than warm fuzzies, you have a don't want working big time. Here's a good example. Say to yourself, I want to be happy. Now, sure, you're saying want, but you're coming from the lack of what you desire. So as you say that, ask yourself, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel wonderful? I don't think so. Does it make you feel happy? I don't think so. Okay, now instead say, I want the happiness I have now in my life to expand into, ongoing, boundless joy. What's that feel like? I think a whole lot better, huh? Or, I want out of debt. Now, I don't have to ask you how that makes you feel. So instead, go for something like, I want to use my talents in a way that will be fun and fulfilling and really profitable. I know I can do that. How does that feel? Big difference in feeling from I want out of. But don't get caught up in the words or you'll end up like an inside-out pretzel. Just stay tuned into how you feel when you say or think something. How you feel. And check out how the things you say every day make you feel. Like, yeah, I'm sick and tired of that too. How does that make you feel? Oh, I know it's awful what's happening. How does that make you feel? Oh, forget it. We don't stand a chance. I agree. He's a real problem. If it doesn't cause you to smile, if it doesn't cause you to feel cushy warm inside, it's a negative vibration and a don't want. If it doesn't feel like a warm fuzzy, either don't say it or change it around. So here are our choices. Social conscious thinking, meaning that which flows from the masses, is almost entirely about don't wants. But no fair blaming everybody else for this murky sea of thought we live in. How often have you talked about how dreadful something is that adds to the sea? Or, oh hell, another Monday that adds to the sea. It's all low vibrational muck. We exude it. We live in it. So here are our choices. Either we learn to identify a positive vibration from a negative vibration and take control of our wants over our don't wants, or we stay in this negative sea of garbage to fly as blind as everybody else for the rest of our days. Struggle, discord, conflict, disease, and not a lot of happiness will be our reward. Now, here's the end of that story about my turned down loan. Well, the minute my underwriter told me the loan had been declined, I put two and two together and realized right off the bat I was into some serious don't wants, royally vibrating everything that I didn't want. It didn't take me long to flip the switch from feel bad to feel good, and I kept at it and kept at it. I really kept at it, even though the loan had already been rejected. But the next morning, the lender called to tell me they had found a loophole. The loan was approved and would fund in a few days. Wow! Was it luck? No way! It was the deliberate, purposeful change of focus, change of feeling, and change of energy flow. I had already gotten what I didn't want for the loan to be declined, so it wasn't too tough to identify my want for the loan to be approved and get into the feeling place of having it. Negative creating has been our bag. We've molded our private worlds from countless barrels of don't wants, thus answering the timeless question of why did our lives turn out this way? Why aren't we as happy as we'd like to be, could be, might be, ought to be? How come we never made it here or climbed up there? If it feels like a yucky dark cloud surrounding you, or even a mildly damp one, remember you're flowing out negative energy. Just march out of it and make yourself dig up some kind, any kind, of a warm, fuzzy feel-better. Now you're on your way to pulling in your most treasured desires, which is what you came here to do in the first place.